Touch the Horizon by Iris Johansson. Narrated by Angela Brazil. Chapter 1. Shades of Lawrence of Arabia, Billy Callahan thought in stunned amazement. The Prince of the Desert was a golden man. She impatiently brushed strands of copper-colored hair away from her face, her eyes intent on the rider on the black Arabian stallion galloping toward her over the dunes. Her hair whipped again around her face, stinging her cheeks. The wind was definitely rising, and, standing on the top of a tiny hill, she was exposed to its full force. It seemed now to attack her clothing as well, snatching at her shirt and pants like a starving animal who'd cornered its prey and couldn't wait to devour it. When the jeep had conked out a short way down the road, she'd thought it would be a good idea to climb the little hill to see if she could determine how far she'd have to walk to reach Zalandan. Now she wasn't at all sure it had been a good idea. She felt very vulnerable on this lonely promontory, and the sight that met her eyes wasn't all that reassuring. Golden sand dunes rolled for miles to merge with the rapidly darkening skyline. A flash of lightning illuminated the cliffs on the horizon, but they seemed so terribly far away. Beyond those cliffs lay the safety of the city of Zalandan, Yusuf had told her, but she'd never make it there before the storm struck in full force. The wind lifted and swirled the sand in wild, ghostly patterns, the crests of the dunes moving like whirling dervishes. She'd better try to get back to the jeep and the slight protection it offered. She took a last curious glance at the rider on the black Arabian stallion before she turned and started down the hill. She'd first seen him as a blurred figure on the horizon.